like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living
give
without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls. Ooh. They feed all.
Well, happy second day of spring.
Oh, yes. Spring is in the air.
I was going to say summer.
Oh, it feels like it.
Crazy.
It does.
Well, welcome back. I know that you were down south. It probably was even warmer down where you were.
Yeah, we hit triple digits down in Anaheim this week.
That is Dr. Rachel Spaeth, co-host of Garden Talk Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner. It is a beautiful we can't do anything about it. We just need to roll with the temperatures, don't we?
Yes.
And what a vision. I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing Bermuda shorts, sandals, mirrored sunglasses, slathered with suntan lotion. Mm. Dennis Dunn at the original Certified Farmers Market. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Rachel. How are you guys?
We are fine. Well, it is a gorgeous morning for a farmers market.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. A lot of people here. And some of my favorite firsts are here.
All right. Well, this is an exciting reveal this morning. Start us off in fruits and vegetables.
Well, we'll start with the first. Artichokes.
What?
At Beet Generation. And they will go fast. There's not a lot of them. And they will go very, very quickly.
Nice.
And along with those, they also have the beautiful purple broccoli that we talked about last week, mm-hmm. and some rainbow chard and beautiful celery stalks as well. So stop by the Beet Generation, grab an artichoke, maybe make some artichoke pasta.
Ooh. That sounds refreshing. Mm-hmm. And
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, our friends from Hoplin Heirloom are back after a brief hiatus in Florida for some reason. I'm not even going to ask. And in fact, they've got the three different color beets. They've got beautiful radishes, carrots, frisée, and he's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different flavors of, 4 different flavors?
Yeah.
Oh, he lied. 4 different flavors of hot sauce.
Ooh.
So, and I've had them all, and they're pretty good. He also has eggs today, too, so stop by and say hi to them. We have our three different mushroom vendors. We have Duncan's Mushrooms, we have Bohemian Well-Being, and we have Sporgy. So they all selling different types of mushrooms and mushroom products. Alexander Valley Farm is here. They've got some beautiful leeks out today. Let's see. I guess our second first. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, second first. Go ahead.
Yeah, our second first. We go to Winter Sisters Farm, and yes, my favorite, asparagus is here.
Ooh, nice.
Life is good. So along with their asparagus, they've got beautiful heads of cauliflower. As I mentioned last week, they've got green garlic, carrots, beets. They've got three different kinds of potatoes today. They've got Harvest Moon, Vista Gold, and Bodega Reds. They still have, there's tons of winter squash. They've got Autumn Frost, Butternut Delicata, and Kombucha, along with their wonderful greens.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good market. Ortiz Farm is here, and they've got beautiful heads of cauliflower out. And, of course, Singing Frog Farm. they've got, excuse me, all of their greens and tatsoi and bok choy and the like as well. So come on down. We got some great veggies going on today.
Sounds beautiful. And are you ready to tackle fruits? And don't tell me there's only citrus.
There's strawberries, and if you want to call, we'll call avocados fruit today. There's strawberries and avocados.
Fruit. Okay, I'll take that.
From Shoot Farm down south. Mm-hmm. Ponce and Schlettowitz have, well, citrus.
Oh.
Let's see if Ponce has any apples out today. No. Oh, yeah, they have three different kinds of apples today, it looks like. Mm. So there's apples at Ponce as well. Okay. But that's about it for your fruit.
That's okay. I have not burned out on citrus. So I'm still eating citrus almost every day. And it seems even as the season goes on, it gets even a little sweeter.
It's beautiful. Been quite good.
All right. You ready to move up to Carnivorous Corner?
Carnivorous Corner. Anna Seafood has like three different kinds of scallops today.
Hmm.
They've got, local cod. Rock cod is on sale. And they've got ling cod as well today and black cod. So three different scallops, three different cods. Good to go.
Good.
Nice.
Let's see. Monty Ton is not here today. Hector's got his cuts of beef today. I'm looking around. Achadina has got pork, beef, and chicken, of course, as well as the wonderful cheeses. Silver Sky Ranch has beef, chicken, lamb. And Chef Tebow at Woodland Charcuterie, he's got guanciale today.
Mm.
He's got Lucanico sausages. He's got chorizo. He's got a wild boar pate and all kinds. Oh, and of course, his bacon and his other salumis. And of course, Strauss Family Creamery. Milk, yogurt, butter, and sour cream and ice cream.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't think it would have been ice cream season this early, but it is.
It's ice cream season, Dennis.
So what do you like to do with guanciale, Dennis? Last night I grilled a
carbonara.
Boned a
carbonara.
Couple. Oh, carbonara. Oh, you
carbonara.
Didn't.
Carbonara.
Hands down.
So do you like, you prefer that instead of pancetta?
You're asking me which toe I'd rather cut off.
Oh, boy. That's a great one.
Okay, so both are just fine.
Both are just fine.
All right, head on over to Sweet Street in Carb Corner.
Okay, Cacao Bakery is here with all of their vegan goodies. Let's see, Marty from Full Circle is here with his breads and pretzels and the like. Cousteau's is here with pretty much one of everything you'd ever want. Let's see, Baker E is here. I've already hit Baker E up for a cinnamon roll, a scone, and a croissant.
Nice.
So that's what I'm taking home.
All right.
Life is very good. And I think that is, Mendocino Baking is here with all of their gluten-free stuff as well.
Nice.
Beautiful. Then Restaurant Row is on the tour next.
We're loaded there. Small Pie Pizza is here. He's got a pizza out and marching on it as he speaks. I wonder if it's a test pizza, I'm sure.
Same one as last week.
let's see. Mama Yali's is here. Pork buns, pork dumplings. And I think, are they doing their hot pots today? Oh, yes, they're doing their Szechuan hot pots today, too.
Ooh, nice.
So stop by Mama Yali's. I actually had Mama Yali's for breakfast at the market on Wednesday.
Ooh, all right.
The Jewish Deli is here, Hillsburg Bagel. Of course, you can get all kinds of bagels, schmears. And, of course, you can get like a toasted bagel, egg, and cheese and bacon if you'd like to take. Joe the Green Grocer is here, and he's got all of his eclectic blends. He's got his grill fired up and ready to go. And as I mentioned last week, thank God Ellie's Kitchen is back so I can get my breakfast taco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was great. Driving home was bliss.
Nice.
Shobu Japanese is here with her sushi bowls and the like. And, of course, Mi Fiesta, enchiladas, tamales, chili rellenos, salsas, and all kinds of good stuff.
Okay. Well, it sounds fantastic. What a great market today.
That's a great
good market today.
And will anyone be providing tunes? Mm. to shop
and by. I know who it is.
Oh, wait a second. This is momentous. Hold on. How many times does this happen, Rachel? 1 out of 100, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, Dennis.
John Youngblood. Kind of folksy, bluesy, and I want that duly noted in my personnel file.
Definitely. Check mark. We're giving you a gold star for
John
the
day. Hey, why don't you bring us up to date on your latest hot sauce adventures? I know you've been twiddling with some things.
The dried chilies fermented really well. It took a while to get it started. I actually went and got some live sauerkraut and used about a quarter cup of the juice to kickstart it.
Okay.
It took a while, but yeah, it really, really went really well. I couldn't find my strainer.
Oh, nice.
So once I blended it, some of the skin gets a little bit bitter.
Oh, sure.
So it had a little bit of a bitter aftertaste, but other than that, it came out really well. I was very, very pleased.
Nice.
Gosh, you know, it's not an economic problem not finding your strainer. Like, you can afford to buy another one, right?
Well, there is that, but no.
It's I was
antsy and I wanted to taste it. So.
Oh, okay. Fair.
So it was impatience, really. That was what.
That's right.
Well, it's a fabulous market today with Mr. Youngblood playing tunes, Dennis Dunn strolling the market. You can find him, easily. He stands out in a crowd, let's just say. It's the original certified farmer's market, our longest running year-round farmer's market since the late 1960s, 58 years and counting. And the Wednesday market, don't forget, is back and reinstated because the weather is warmed up. It's 8:30 to 1 o'clock Saturdays and Wednesdays at the Luther Burbank Center. Where is that? It's 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the Mark West Springs River Road exit. Just look. You'll find white billowing tents. You'll find lots of free parking, lots of friendly faces, and lots of very informative, helpful producers, growers, farmers, you name it. We're lucky to have this here in Sonoma County. Let's make sure we patronize it and reconnect with Sonoma County after another unsettling week in the world. We just need to look in our own backyard for salvation. Dennis Dunn, thanks so much, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Steve and Rachel, you guys be good, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Dennis Dunn, the one, the only, the hungry.
Absolutely. Always ready to ferment.
Always always fermenting. That's probably what his card should say.
It should say that.
It's Dr. Rachel Spaeth in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. If you're new to Garden Talk, well, then you need to know who Dr. Rachel Spaeth is. She's the research horticulturist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. No, it's not scary. She's the curator for the Prunus Collection. That means all the stone fruit. This is part of the UC Davis program with the orchards located in Winters, California, where she spends her weekdays. And this must be playing havoc, is it, with this 100-degree temperatures? Did it get up to close to 100 in Winters this past week? Maybe.
It might have. I don't know. I wasn't in Winters this week.
But that's a hot spot.
But
though.
It is a hot spot, and we have been experiencing earlier bloom in some cases. So and it's like, okay, well, I guess maybe we have to think about jumpstarting our irrigation earlier.
Kind of. That's what I did this past, spent 4 days.
Yeah, we did that at our house here in Santa Rosa, which I have to say, I think I'm going to get apricots this year.
Well, you're a mind reader because I was just going to say,
yeah,
does this mean that maybe we'll start seeing some apricots here in Sonoma County?
I think
unless we get a lot of rain suddenly out of the blue in the next week or two, which would be
possible.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's entirely possible. So if we get a lot of rain, what's going to happen is it's going to absorb all that water and it's going to kick off all those little baby fruitlets that have just formed. That would be sad.
Well,
but
if this is a look into the future, we may be growing apricots.
We might become apricot
country.
Sonoma
County. We don't know whether this is a long-term trend. I get there's a lot of opinions out there about whether we need to get used to this because it's going to be happening more frequently.
True. And I mean, it's in the landscape even. I noticed on my way in, the azaleas are looking quite stunning.
Aren't they?
Usually that's like a mid-April thing.
Well,
I feel like we just skipped over camellia season.
Well, that's it just came and went.
It just came and went.
With the heat blast, they all just dropped.
They did, and they got a little brown.
But I must say, this is the earliest wisteria we have ever seen in our garden.
Wisteria?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, in full bloom.
Full bloom?
Mm-hmm.
Any leaves on that wisteria?
Not a one.
Not a one leaf.
So is that odd, or is this sometimes that the flowering happens before even the leaves come out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cultivar-specific or species-specific, maybe.
Maybe.
But it might just also be kind of a fluke that it's like, hey, no, I wasn't ready to wake up yet, but here's my last reproductive hurrah. Let me just douse you with these beautiful purple flowers.
Wait a second. I'm stuck on my last reproductive hurrah.
Yes.
That's a beautiful turn of phrase. That's really...
It is, but it is a little concerning. So maybe water? Add a little water?
Yeah, we are.
Well, you did water this week.
We did the whole irrigation system. Everything's looking actually good.
It wasn't looking
too good before I got on it. Things are starting to brown out already.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to replace the batteries in my timer. It's time to check the batteries in your timer.
Well, so far, it was doing fine of a few days ago, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
And also, of course, the lilacs are in full bloom, just gorgeous. But
spectacular.
And we're cutting them as quickly as possible as bringing them inside because they're not going to last either with this heat.
No, they'll get crispy in the heat. They will not be as beautiful as they were.
Dr. Spaeth is available for you for the next 2 hours at 707-636-1350. If you have any, and I mean any, gardening questions, Dr. Spaeth can answer them. She spent 15 years as the garden curator for our beloved Luther Burbank Gardens in downtown Santa Rosa, in charge of all the acquiring of the plants and care and maintenance and teaching the volunteers. Plus, she also, as I mentioned, was the research horticulturist currently at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository, part of the UC system. But on Saturday mornings, you can find her with her brain fully engaged to answer your gardening questions. No one on hold. I know those are beautiful words. That means no waiting, of course, for you. If you have several gardening questions, get them asked and answered now before you get too busy later on in the morning. If you prefer, shoot us an email. And the advantage, of course, is you can send her a photo of a plant that you don't think's quite doing well, or a plant you would like identified, or a weed, friend or foe, or an insect that you've never seen before in your yard or garden. Snap a photo, send it to us at steve@ksro.com.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at Sonoma Media Group.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsensfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
Larsens feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Oh.
You know those photos that live on your phone? The sunset over Bodega Bay, the kids at the county fair, your dog running through the vineyards. What if those memories could live on your wall beautifully? At Shutterbug Camera Shops, they're turning everyday photos into stunning metal prints that glow with incredible color and clarity. The image is infused right into the metal, creating a luminous finish that's vibrant, sharp, and truly one of a kind. It's a whole new way to showcase the moments that make Sonoma County feel like home. And during March Metal Madness, you can try it for yourself with half off 8-inch metal prints. Choose 8x10 or 8x12. It's the perfect size to start your own gallery wall and a thoughtful gift that's ready to hang. Take those memories off your phone and turn them into something you'll enjoy every single day. Experience March Metal Madness at Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It's what you garden lovers have been waiting for all week long, and we're so blessed to continue to be able to offer you live radio every Saturday morning in the KSRO greenhouse. You can reach Dr. Spaeth now, 707-636-1350. If you're slightly concerned about the ongoing heat wave, as all of us gardeners are, talk to Dr. Spaeth. She'll be glad to give you her thoughts and some remedial issues if your plants are saying, enough, we can't take any more. Shoot her an email too, steve@ksro.com. So how long has it been since you have been at Disneyland, Dr. Spaeth?
Thursday. I was there on Thursday.
That was a setup question.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went down with the family. How long before that had you been to Disneyland?
12 years.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
A little gap.
Had it changed?
Well, the landscape has changed a little bit, but I just went down in a different season, and you can tell that you never see any gardeners in there, but the landscape is always tidy. And I always wonder when I walk around there and I see their annual bedding plants, like, do they even take them out of the pots, or do they just put peat moss on top and just pull and plunk?
That's a brilliant thought. It certainly saves on the labor.
It certainly saves on the labor. They're not constantly just removing the the plastic goes away with the plants. And then I started wondering, well, what do they do with all these poor plants that just are slightly not as perfect as Disney Magic? There's got to be a resale market for that down there somewhere, right? There's got to be some gardeners somewhere, some school program that really greatly benefits from, maybe somebody else knows and they can call me.
God, these are great questions.
Yeah.
I don't think, I was going to try to research this, but I didn't have a chance. I wonder if anyone has written a book about the botanical wonders of Disneyland.
I think it would be really cool. I mean, I don't know if my family got tired of me doing this or not, but I was pointing out identification of various tree species.
Mom.
And shrubs. I don't care that it's a pomegranate in flower right now. But look at that moringa. they do a really good job of mishmashing colors and textures and visual acuity. And for a person that I appreciate landscape design, and I've taught maintenance for a long time, because I think every designer needs to know maintenance first. There's a lot of really cool things to appreciate about a space like that. Even in areas where you can tell, like, they have a line that they're making you go around, but they don't want you in a specific area. Mm-hmm. So they'll plant something like butcher's broom, something that's sharp. You can see visually that texture is not something you should play with or touch.
Do we have that around here?
We do grow butcher's broom here, and they use it as a hedge in Davis as well.
Uh-huh.
Typically, you'll see it as a landscape and like an industrial landscape plant near like dumpster areas around hotels, things like that. Areas where they don't want people climbing or playing on, they'll put this sharp landscape plant there. And it's like, okay, enter at your own risk. We tried doing that behind the restrooms at the Burbank Gardens, and there was just a little too much shade.
Oh.
It needed a little bit more sun than we had over there.
So were you in awe of the landscaping?
I am in awe of the landscaping, but if you want to see an equally magical landscaping area, then don't want to drive the whole way to Anaheim. Filoli is a good second for that. You know, they're another entity that has that high dollar funding. So if something doesn't look exactly perfect, they just pull it out and replace it rather than try to struggle it along.
Where is Filoli?
And Filoli is just in the South Bay, just south of San Francisco.
Yeah. Down Half Moon Bay, down
Half
area.
Moon Bay. Yeah, I'm going to go down there in a couple of weeks as a tree grafting project.
Oh, you are?
At Filoli, yeah.
Oh, that's a very exciting.
Yeah, they have a gentleman's orchard down there with some pears and apples that could be refreshed. So CRFG's going down with the grafting crew, and we got a couple of us that are going to go down there and help them remake their trees.
That's absolutely fabulous. Did you take any photos while you were at Disneyland?
I took a lot of pictures of plants.
You
and,
did.
And happy children. And also, my son got a Wally. Wally is his favorite Pixar character.
Well, yes, I know Wally.
Yes, and so we had a good time taking pictures of Wally with fire extinguishers, because Wally came with a little fire extinguisher accessory. So anytime we would see a fire extinguisher or a safety thing somewhere, we would have to get Wally's picture with
it. Oh, how fabulous. And did they have, besides these do not cross type landscaping, and lots of plant and pull pretty much in pots,
right?
What other things kind of unique to Southern California that you saw and said, oh, we don't see these up here very often?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Purple trumpet flower trees. I can't remember the real, I know that I have the word written down. It's a long one that's hard to pronounce.
Because of the more heat, it needs more heat.
Needs more heat down there. They also had some things that I didn't quite ID, but they look like a red bud, like a cirrus, like our cirrus occidentalis. But the leaves were considerably larger and the flowers were bigger than silver dollars. Oh, I mean, man, they were spectacularly huge. So I'm thinking it has to be something more subtropical, more tropical down there.
Did you go on any rides?
I went on a lot of rides. I went on a lot of rides, yeah.
So you got from everything, from botanical to just whimsical, a great family vacation.
Sure, and I mean, it's the Food and Wine Festival, so coming down from wine country, that's kind of funny. One of their featured ales that they had was Sonoma County's own Blind Pig. Thank you, Russian River Brewing.
Yes.
So, it was a good time.
Good morning, Savita. The Bulb Bliss Lady would like a word. Hi, Savita.
Yes, good morning, folks. So, Rachel, this is a soil question.
Okay.
When we go over to Grab and Grow and get a truckload or a cubic yard of soil and all and bring it home, we put them into these great big totes that we have.
Okay.
And these totes, that means that we can, just take them to anywhere on the property and just, go ahead and fertilize the soil that way. So my question is, all of these totes have holes in the bottom so that if it happens that they get a lot of rainwater, the rainwater can go through. There's this one particular tote that, did not have holes in the bottom. And as the rainwater got in over the wintertime, that whole tote full of soil got really stinky.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So now that it's drained out, given the bacterial load in there, can I still use that tote full of soil? Does it have any goodness in it still, or is it like crappy?
It's kind of like poop soup, huh? So what happens is it gets anaerobic in there and kills off all of your beneficials. You could try dumping it out in a corner and letting it dry out until you don't smell it anymore. And then once that smell has gone, then those bacteria will have dried out. But I don't know that I would use that on anything that's like a really picky item that might be incredibly sensitive to anything like that. I have used some things like that in the past, but usually what we would do if we had a tote like that is we would try to solarize that again to heat up that pile again after we dried it out. So you could dump it out and then put a black tarp over the top of it to attract some sunlight to it to try to cook it again. But I probably wouldn't use it just chunky and moist like that. I would want it to be dry. Okay. Yeah. And you can end up with some fungal problems in there. So if you have a spot in your landscaping that, you know, maybe you're just trying to mulch that area, or you're just trying to mulch a pathway or something, and you aren't necessarily, you don't necessarily want to kill the thing that's there, but you wouldn't want that thing to die off accidentally. I would put it in one of those intermediate spaces, like maybe the periphery of your edge where you were planting things or something like that, where the root zone isn't actively touching it quite yet.
That helps a whole lot. Good. Okay. Now I know what to do with that tote load.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Savita, for that question. I'm sure you're not the only person with that question. I personally have definitely left out accidentally in the rain things that it got overly moist. And then when they're stinky like that, it's like, I know, you don't use that. That's gross.
Don't use stinky.
Let it dry out. And once it gets back to like its regular smell again, you could dilute it or mix it or put it somewhere that you don't mind it just working itself into oblivion.
Good hearing from you as always, Savita.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. We'll be right back. More calls, live garden talk with me, Steve Gardner, and Dr. Rachel Spaeth. In the KSRO Greenhouse.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
There's one SUV everyone is talking about. And during the trade-in takeover event at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa, it's never been easier to get it. It's the all-new, completely redesigned 2027 Kia Telluride. In stock and available for immediate delivery at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. Bolder design, more luxury, more technology. And for the first time ever, the Telluride comes in a hybrid. But inventory is limited and demand is already heating up. So bring us your current vehicle and see what the team at Jim Bone Kia can do for you. Trade up and drive away in the SUV everyone will be talking about. Or go all electric and move up to the 2026 Kia EV9 with 0% APR plus 5,000 Kia customer bonus cash. But don't wait. These vehicles won't last. Trade in and take over the road at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. One block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue, or shop now at jimbonekia.com.
RK14719. Sale price $55,930. 0% APR. Financing for 60 months and $16.67 for 1,000 finance with approved credit through Kia Finance America. Plus taxes and fees. Offer is 331-26.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626. Or go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Concerned about mosquitoes in your rain barrel? The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District has you covered. Follow these tips to keep mosquitoes out of your rain barrels. Use a rain barrel with a mosquito-proof screen, fine mesh, 1/16 of an inch under the lid and covering the overflow hole. Seal lids and connectors tightly. Position barrels on absorbent surfaces to manage overflow. Inspect for cracks and leaks regularly. And don't forget to keep gutters and downspouts clean. Learn more about mosquito prevention at msmosquito.org.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery, inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at SonomaCutlery.com.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly clear and cool overnight, we can look to a mix of sunshine and clouds to give us daytime highs in the mid-80s. Later this evening, some late developing clouds should leave us with overnight lows in the mid-40s. Looking ahead, a gradual cool down will see temps dropping into the low 70s by the end of the month. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Saturday morning, it's Garden Talk Live at KSRO every Saturday morning since October 1987. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Dr. Rachel Spaeth and Steve Garner in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. George, you have a question about a Bermuda butter cap for Dr. Spaeth. George, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Yes, that's I think it's called Bermuda Buttercup.
Mm-hmm. Buttercup.
And I didn't know what it was for years, but it's kind of taken over at least a quarter of my front lawn and wreaking havoc in my wife's raised gardens in the backyard. It's actually very pretty. I thought it was really a nice volunteer clover because it grows this time of year, late winter, and it's already blooming with the beautiful flowers. What happens is, though, when it dies off in a few weeks, it leaves all these bare spots. And I've tried to seed over it, see if I could get grass to grow. And I've tried, and that doesn't work. And I tried actually digging up the roots to, has a really big root ball that it grows. And digging those up, which is labor intensive, and planting, and it still comes back. So now I'm thinking, is there a way to maybe just cultivate it and find some way to get grass to grow over it when it turns to bare spots in the late spring and summer?
Well, Bermuda Buttercup, it's such a whimsical, delightful, who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want Bermuda Buttercup?
But it's masquerading as something else, isn't it, Dr. Spaeth?
It sure is. You have the sorrel. It or sour grass,
Or oxalis.
Or oxalis. Yeah, there's a lot of different common names for this plant. People have eaten it as a delicious thing, but you can't eat too much of it because it'll make kidney stones. Being in the oxalis family, they all have the oxaloacetic acid, which is a precursor for the things that make kidney stones in your body. So, so don't eat too much of it, or if you're prone to kidney stones, don't eat any of it at all. It is definitely a tenacious plant. It has what we call a lot of different evolutionarily successful strategies. So when you're digging that out and you're getting that root mass, it actually has a corm. Corm is a type of modified stem. And every time you pull that out, the friction from you pulling it up out of the soil knocks a whole bunch off into the soil, and then those grow back into the next year's plants. It also has exploding seeds, which is a really cool evolutionarily successful strategy. So when it makes those pods after the flowers are spent, those are explosive. And when you touch them, it's a good thing to have eye protection if you're going to be weeding them out in a large area. There were quite a few times at the Burbank Gardens where I ended up with one in the eyeball, and that's not a pleasant experience. So safety glasses, safety first, or if you have regular glasses, that probably helps. Yeah. But it is a very tenacious thing, and when people try to kill it back, you know, some people do, I sheet mulched for 5 years, and then it didn't come back, and then 3 years later it did.
Well, I do get compliments on the flowers. It looks beautiful from my neighbors.
It's a beauty is in the eye of the beholder sort of thing, I think, for sure. And yet it's a really big challenge to just completely eradicate. So I often are like, oh, look, they're cute little clovers and yellow flowers. And bees will go to them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, just keep digging out the spot that you want to plunk something in and know that they'll go away when it gets hot and they'll come back when it gets rainy again.
Is it not advised to put sod over them when they go away? Or whether it will come right
through. That's a really great question. Like rolled out sod?
Yeah.
Rolled out sod might actually be useful. They would be underneath it, so it would take longer for them to get up. But I think actually if you're going to roll out sod that you purchased in like the roll and just roll out, that might actually be an interesting solution. If you do that, please call us back and let us know how it goes. Because usually when you purchase that, it's a nice thick mat that
sure
prevents
is.
Anything else from growing through. So I would be interested in knowing if that's a good strategy.
Does that help, George?
Well, I appreciate all your advice there and for taking my call. And thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Great talking with you. We'll take a very quick break, a couple of minutes, and be back. Several callers on the line, and then we'll get some email questions also. But I want to mention that our buddy, Marnie Turkel, she's the orchid queen.
Absolutely, 100%.
Truly. They even named an orchid after this woman. Mm-hmm. She will be in the KS Hortle Greenhouse this morning to talk about next week's big Sonoma County Orchid Show, the big spring sale and all that's involved. Plus, we have a pair of tickets to give away to a lucky KSRO listener via either an email question or a phone question. Either way, you could be the next winner.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from consumeraffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today! Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words "switch today" in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man. But hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks. I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously. You should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
So we've been saying, of course, and everybody's been saying that lives in our part of the world here in Northern California, that March is just too dang early to think about planting your tomatoes, unless you have a greenhouse,
true.
Right, Rachel?
Yep, very true.
But it's not too early to think about purchasing tomato seeds and thinking about upcoming tomato plant sales, right?
Oh, there will be a lot of upcoming tomato plant sales, and that is a great time because they will have already started theirs in a greenhouse.
Well, that's why we want to chat with Renee from the All Care fundraiser, the foundation. Every year they have a fabulous tomato sale. Good morning, Renee. Good to hear from you again.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing fine. What are the dates for the big upcoming tomato plant sale?
Great. Yeah, it's going to be this year, April April 17th and 18th. That's Friday and Saturday. And it's 9 to 4 here in my backyard at 4092 Barnes Road in Santa Rosa, just down the way from John Ash.
And you have been doing this tomato sale for many, many years. And describe where the funds go.
Yeah, this is my 15th annual fundraiser. It started out very, very small with just me having a couple extra in my greenhouse, and I just was offering. And then I had this great idea, hey, I can use this as a fundraiser for the All Care Foundation. The All Care Foundation is a family foundation, and what we do is we supply a nutrition program for orphanages. We've got three in Mexico, and we've got three in Africa. And that's what we do, and I use this fundraiser to be able to put those funds into our nutrition program.
That's, and you've been doing this 15 years. Are you going to have other things besides tomato plants?
I do. I've got, well, first tomatoes. I've got all kinds of cherries. I have everybody's favorite Sun Gold, Snow White. I've got paste tomatoes. You know, heirloom, yellow, slicer reds. So I've got all kinds. I've got 26 varieties of tomatoes.
Ooh, all right.
And then I also have tomatillos. And then I've got peppers, which is exciting. I've got sweet peppers and hot peppers. And I've got some specialty padrones, shishitos, and Aleppos, which are awesome. And then I've got basil. So, yeah, I've got a lot more. And then I've got a friend who's growing some squash and cucumbers for me also. So she'll have those.
Boy, oh, boy. It's April 17th and 18th?
17th and 18th, 9 to 4.
And make sure you put it on your calendar now at the end of the show, because believe me, in another 3-4 weeks, you'll have already made plans for Saturday, Sunday. And you don't want to miss this sale. It's great. It's easy to find. It's right off 101 at River Road exit. Go right past John Ash. Well, it's Barnes Road. You take a left on Barnes Road. You'll see John Ash on the left. And then just down the ways a bit, you'll see Renee's Tomato Haven.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really excited this year. It's so fun to see everybody come back from KSRO every year, and we get reunited, and then new people come, and it's just a really fun experience. So, and they're looking amazing this year. It's crazy. This weather has just been fun.
It is. Well, we're glad that we could be a small part of the success that you've had, and the public coming out, our listener community, has been so supportive of the good work that you do through the All Care Foundation. Why don't you give us a call a couple weeks, like the weekend before, to give us another plug, okay, Renee?
I will absolutely do that. You got it.
You bet. Nice talking with you. The All Care Foundation, their big tomato plant sale coming up in April. Back after this.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
When my wife and I decided to replace our kitchen cabinets, we did a lot of shopping. Then we happened to drive by Cabinets 101. The personal attention we received from Stan and his staff was second to none. They helped us with measurements and ideas that would fit our lifestyle and our budget. The quality, the versatility of configurations, and attention to detail made us lifelong customers. I will continue to recommend Cabinets 101 with complete confidence.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor, please steer clear of the three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive, north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love car wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job, and a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like graphene and ceramic extreme, come on, How am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for dirt, Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
Centerline 33 brings pickleball and complete wellness together in Sonoma County with brand new indoor and outdoor courts, a full fitness center, cold plunge, red light therapy, and an elegant welcoming environment. It's a place to stay active and socialize. From leagues, lessons, and open play to private event bookings, team building outings, and employee appreciation events, Centerline 33 is designed for connection. Rain or shine, pickleball always happens here. Grand opening pricing now available at a huge discount. Discover more at centerline33.com. This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Omelette Express, Santa Rosa's go-to breakfast spot for over 45 years. Dive into 21 signature omelets, fluffy pancakes, and sizzling breakfast burritos, all served with a side of local charm in historic Railroad Square. Whether you are fueling up for the day or brunching with friends, Omelette Express delivers comfort, flavor, and fast, friendly service. Don't wait. Grab your $50 gift certificate for just $25 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner, reminding you that we have not one pair, but two pairs of tickets to give away at the end of next hour's Garden Talk to Wild About Orchids. This is it, the extravaganza next Saturday and Sunday at the Veterans Building here in Santa Rosa. All you need to do is get in with a question for Dr. Spaeth, either via phone or via the magic of email. Colleen, thank you for your patience. Welcome to Garden Talk Live with Steve and Rachel. Hi, Colleen, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. What's on the mind of doctors is giving prescriptions now for botanical gardens.
Well, that's exciting.
I heard on the news this morning, and so take time to smell the roses. Well, for me, it was the freesias that were blooming so beautifully. I just can't be depressed looking at those.
Absolutely.
Also, I wanted to let people know that the Master Gardeners has workshops at the library. And the one coming up in early April, among one of my favorite subjects was bugs, good versus bad.
Mm-hmm.
So check out the library schedule for that kind of information. And then my question is, I'm on a horse farm and have a whole bunch of horse manure. How can I turn it into fertilizer without weeds?
Oh,
good luck.
Yeah, that's really, really hard to do. Even when you do hot composting of those to try to kill off some of those weed seeds in there, you're still going to end up with a little bit of a seed load in there just because of the nature of what they eat. So if you're really tightly controlling things that they eat and not letting them forage, then you can kind of make sure they're not getting as much seed. But even in like the alfalfa hay and stuff, you end up with some seed heads in that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The one tricky plant that I've found in there is dock, or the one that looks like quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
And that one can be pretty invasive.
Curly dock.
Yes, curly dock. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So I would say hot composting might be useful, but it's still not going to be the end-all be-all for you. I think you just get stuck with
horsewoman Gwen Kilcher that did the show for 17 years. She was a master of locating finding know your source. She knew her source. She knew exactly what these horses fed on, and this was her source that she went to and got all of her horse manure, and she had very little weed issues, but it took years to cultivate this relationship.
Oh, sure. And was this a personal friend of hers?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's about the best. I think that's the best information.
I think that's the best information we could do.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the call, Colleen. We have to take a break for news at the top of the hour. If anybody else has great tips.
Mm-hmm.
That,
or if you have a horse ranch and you really tightly control and regulate what they eat and you know that they are...
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. 3 weeks into the Iran war, Iran has lost significant combat capabilities, says U.S. Central Command military commander Admiral Brad Cooper in an online update.
Our Navy